Blog Talk Radio.
Why are Americans so rich? Welcome to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but internationally. Discover what the world has to say. Thousands of shows, millions of listeners. Why not give a voice to your passion? We'll talk about that later. But imagine, darlings, this show is being heard in every country in the world. It's the power of digital science. And you've heard me say so many times, I've asked this question, where would we be today if we had this technology 50 years ago? Oh, be still, my heart. So, can you imagine your voice, giving passion to your voice on Blog Talk Radio? Don't go to the very end with your dreams still dancing in your heart. But I do digress. Kathy Watson, Live with Kathy. Now, what is, may I ask, what is the obsession with money, 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 money? Does money buy happiness? Does it bring you happiness? Can you buy your health? Listen to yesterday's show. Want to be rich? First of all, you have to get out of your own bloated way and lay down the torch and the sword. And I'll give you the formula later on in the show. But there are so many things that are going on in my brain right now. June 30th. My goodness, half a year has gone. How did you do with your New Year's resolutions? Did you resolve to make more money? And did you? And how did you do it? If you did, call in 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. And share with us your formula, your intention, your fire in the belly desire to achieve what you started to do on January 1st, 2016. Hey, sidebar, soaring to new heights. Remember, we're going to have flying cars by 2017. And then I need to pose this question. Why do we need them? We have enough crazies on the road the way it is. On the road. Why do we need them flying around like the drones? I'll never understand that. Can someone clue me in? 347-637-3789. You could email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net, C-A-T-H-I. Then you could write to me, Kathy Watson, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. Be sure and log on to my website, simplyageless.net. KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. Click on the button. I want to get rich in spirit and fulfillment on the stage, in theater. And one way is log on the video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. James Brown and the Bard, Soul Songs and Shakespeare. Who'd have thunk it? No one in the world has thought of pairing Soul Songs with Shakespeare. Sonnet 18 and 22, shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Oh, rough winds do shake the darling buds of May. Summer's leaves have all too short a date. My glass shall not persuade me, I am old. so long as you thou art of one date. But when in thee time's furrows I behold, then look, I death my day should expiate. For all that beauty that to cover thee is but the seemly raiment of my heart, which in thy breast doth live, is thine in me. How can I then be elder than thou art? What does being rich mean to you? What does it mean? Is it all-encompassing? Are you rich in spirit? Are you rich in being a philanthropist? How does rich resonate with you? No, you're still on my site. Okay, scroll down. The book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Move over, Ponce de Leon. I have discovered the secrets to the fountain of youth. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible. Right now. Right now. No costly equipment. No costly operations. Just learn my techniques, methods, and secrets. And they're yours for life. We're living longer, but not necessarily better. The quality of life eludes so many. Doesn't have to be that way. Get the book. It's an e-book, or you could have a soft copy, and it's only available by being in touch with me, getting in touch with me. The show is archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on June 30th, Why Americans Are So Rich, or any of the shows, and you'll get all of the information. And I'd love to hear from you. Scroll down. Choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. No, these are not Hollywood celebrities. These are average Joes, average Sallys, average Kathy. We're a notch above, but it's okay. You see, we had the guts enough to traverse the abyss. And we stood on the mountaintop in 2012 and said, here's the book. 14 of us bared our soul. Get it. Through the library, Schaumburg Library, Schaumburg, Illinois, an affiliate, authorhouse.com and amazon.com. It is not a coffee table book. It is a book that's going to help you traverse the roadblocks that you have in your life. You see, you're not in this alone. Well, you know you're the creator of your life. You have a spot to fill. If you don't fill it, who will? It's yours. It's yours. And don't listen to the dream stealers and the Celestine prophecy, the third insight. These are people. They're running with the herd. They're not soaring with the eagles. They didn't get what they want, so they're going to make sure that you ain't going to get what you want. So whose life is it anyway? Hey, did you hear me? I asked you a question. Whose life is it anyway? Is it yours? Do you live your life according to the gospel of other people? Sramisa. In Croatian, that's shame on you. Scroll down. Oh, the book isn't there yet. 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life, Volume 2, David Ricklin. 115 of us want you to be happy. Come on. Are you living your life to the fullest? Are you happy now? Do you feel good now? Are you in joy now? Are you in gratitude now? There's still time to call in. 347-637-3789. It is 9:09 a.m. Central Time. And my apologies to those who called in yesterday. Called in too late. I just couldn't take your call. But remember, you could always email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. The 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life, Self-Growth and Amazon.com, but you have to get Volume 2. I'm Chapter 3. Oh, you will just love it. Can you imagine? I don't know what your business is, what your dream is, but do you want to be an author? Do you want to be a contributing author? Do you want to self-publish? I have the formula. Do you want to tell me your story as a contributing author? Together we could make it happen. But sidebar now. I have an introductory offer to be on the air with me. It's 10 weeks. And you have to get in touch with me. I have to see if we resonate, if we're on the same page. And I have to see how excited you are about the infinite possibilities of you reaching the world. And then I help you with your commercial. It's for 10 weeks. And then you want to know what? Ah, this is so sweet. My dear, you get your own show under my umbrella, and it's yours. Blog Talk Radio is a powerful marketing tool, digital. Okay, so you print is fine, so you pay X amount of dollars, you put it in the paper, and maybe 100,000, I don't know, 25,000, but imagine when you're under my umbrella, my expertise, the world will hear you. And it's a learning curve for you. How exciting is that? It is a learning curve for you. Small fee. Get in touch with me. Kathy Studio at SBCGlobal.net. Our world is shrinking. And we have this gold thread that connects all of us with our physical body. But the change comes with our thinking. Want to change your life? Change your thinking. And you do it one step at a time. But more about that a little bit later. What I'd like to do before I go into our topic today, that you can pursue your dreams of economic betterment. Ordinary people have been set free to dream. Dream on. Dream on. How could that be? Ah, you're listening to Live with Kathy. Brought to you in part by Titanics. Feel the energy. The brotherhood and sisterhood. Ironworkers at Impact. They're shaping and bridging the future. Giant titans of incredible strength and vision, coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Domperion of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To find out more, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the International Domperion of the Trades, Ironworkers. I love to acknowledge ironworkers. And I want to introduce you to them, and I want you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. I love illuminating the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family. Work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and in solidarity. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. Log on ironworkers.org and get in touch with me. I have the 8-minute CD. Ironworkers, a noble profession. I open with the bombastic fanfare to the common man, Aaron Copland. Then I transition into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and the fluid, graceful movements of the swan. You'll love it. It's inspiring. And it will educate you to the brilliance of Ironworkers and Impact. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Hoffman Estates Park District. Okay, pick up the mirror, say hello to the creator of your life. You are the Michelangelo of your life. You can't blame anyone. How's your life going? You don't like it? Change it. But you take baby steps. You know, it's like January 1st when you all said, man, I am going to stick to these resolutions. I had to cough on that one. I am determined. And you wrote them down. In 72 hours, poof, they were gone. You see, you're so bogged down with negative thinking. You don't know what it is to be powerful with peppy energy. You just take one little baby step and work on that. And then advance to 2, 3, 4, 5. You can't do it all at once. So, it's June 30th, 2016. Tell me about your resolutions. Did it work? Did you make more money? Did you achieve the goal that you wanted? I don't think so. But Hoffman Estates, they stood on the mountain in 2009, the Park District. They were selected as the National Gold Winners, the medal for excellence. There's a 50-plus club, a consortium directed by Rika Cuff. I don't know how she does it. It's just amazing. What do you want to do with the rest of your life? You see, tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. So what do you want? Log on heparks.org. Get in touch with your park districts, your senior centers, and your libraries. I told you that Choices is at the Schomburg Library in Schomburg, Illinois. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, RCPA, AHTax at Ameritech.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. It's your formula. It's your masterpiece. It's your blueprint to enjoying a life that's probably eluding you now. And you know how to get it. Email me, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. It is in ebook and in the soft cover. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Edith Nam, author extraordinaire. She wrote a book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. Available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes, and Noble. Are you ready to adapt, and activate a new life? Do you want to be one of the rich in America? Get the book. Did you know that more people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing? Don't quit your day job. But in your off hours, start your own business. Home-based businesses are exploding. Hey, I have the blueprint. I have the formula. Yeah, and there is a way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals. And when you're the CEO of your own company, it just offers you infinite opportunities to challenge yourself and to believe in yourself. I don't think enough of you believe in yourself. Did I pique your interest? Want to be your own boss? Imagine the CEO of your own company. And get the children involved teach them about finance. It's never too early. Oh, Joe, you're listening to Live with Kathy. You know, just get rid of all of this crapple about money is the root to all evil. Money is dirty. Where did you hear that? Just delete it. Yesterday, I challenged you to write down all of your thoughts for 24 hours. Did you do it? Are you ready to share with me how many negatives were there? You see, it's habit. You are not even aware of your thinking. It is habitual. And because it's habitual, you think it's right. No, it is not. No, it is not. You can pursue your dreams of economic betterment. Yep. Ordinary people have been set free to dream on. Are you a dreamer? You know, two kinds of dreams. One is just a dream. Poof, poof, poof. I should have, I could have, I would have, if only. The other is when you go through the abyss of the unknown and you wind up on the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. And you hold your dream, Deb, in your hand. And it's doing a jitterbug. Oh, by the way, sidebar. Did you know that our lives define us by our dance? Or our dance describes our life? Are you just a waltzer that's just going to go through life? Just, well, I'll pursue my dream at another time. How about the top pasodoble, the matador? Can you take that challenge? How about the jive, the jitterbug, the two-step? Look at the rhythm of your life today. Look at the rhythm of your life today. What dance are you? Do you know? Can you figure out what your dance is? Good. Email me, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Today's show. Why Americans are so rich? Because you're obsessed with money. You're competing, you're comparing. Are you really enjoying this life? The only life that you have, that today, June 30th, 24 hours, 1,440 minutes, are you truly living in the now? Because this is all you have right now. Or are you thinking of, oh, regret, the regrets that I have? Why? Why? Can't you live your life your way? Oh, I love my way. Frank Sinatra. And now the end is near. And so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear. I'll state my case of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I've traveled each and every highway. And more, much more than this, I did it my way. What about you? What about you? I love the last lyrics. For what is the man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not. To say the things he truly feels and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blows and did it my way. Are you living your life your way? What is it that you want? How rich do you want to be? In 200 years, the average world income per person soared from $3 a day to a stunning $33 a day. Do you know that I found some letters that I've been keeping and mementos with 1 cent, 2 cent, and 3 cent stamps on them? So I logged on to see what their value was today. 20 cents. Well, anyway. I just felt that I had to tell you that. So, darlings, why are we so rich? An American dream? An American earns, on average, of $130 a day, which puts the U.S. in the highest rank of on the league table. China hits at 20 and India at $10 a day. I could go beyond that. I know people that are earning hundreds of dollars an hour. Man, we have come a long way, baby. A long way. Look around you. Look around you. Adam Smith said, allowing every man to pursue his own interest, his own way, the great enrichment will bring an end to poverty. Success and entitlement comes from the hairdresser who sports and who spots an opportunity for a new shop. What is your dream? And to all who follow their dreams of great enrichment, what is your dream? How rich is rich? Actually, all you have to do, my goodness, when you go grocery shopping, look at the magnificent plenty on the shelves of supermarkets and shopping malls. Consider the magical devices for communication and entertainment now available even to people of modest means. I know, here's an example. Do you know someone who's clinically depressed? She can find help today with a range of effective drugs, none of which were available to the billionaire Howard Hughes in his despair. You know that he had a hip joint replaced in 1980, and it was crudely experimental? Nothing like the great enrichment of the past two centuries had ever happened before. Doubling of income, mere 100% betterments in human condition, has ever happened before. During the glory of Greece and the grandeur of Rome and China and India. But people soon fell back to the miserable routine of Afghanistan's income nowadays, $3 or worse. A revolutionary betterment of 10,000%, taking into account everything from canned goods to antidepressant, was out of the question until it happened. What caused it? The usual explanations follow ideology. On the left, from Marx onward, the key is said to be exploitation. Capitalists after 1800 seized surplus value from their workers and invested it in dark, satanic mills. On the right, from the blessed Adam Smith onward, the trick was thought to be savings. The wild Highlanders could become as rich as the Dutch. The highest degree of opulence, as Smith put it in 1776, is they would merely save enough to accumulate capital and stop stealing cattle from each other. Look around your room. What do you see? How rich are you? And in your rich kingdom, how happy are you? Look at the railroads. Look at the airplanes. Look at what we are able to enjoy today. Are you a business person? Do you know how to buy low and sell high? Now, according to others, let me leave you with this. Let's all seize an opportunity for economic betterment. Test it in trade, and it will make us all rich. But how can you get rich? Not unless you're willing to change. Not unless you're willing to shift your strategies to accommodate. First, the service. then the reward. We've come a long way, baby. The great enrichment will bring an end to poverty. It's your choice. Au revoir.